One ball, two strikes. Iglesias winds, kicks, delivers, and the pitch swung on and missed. Struck him out. The pitch, swing and a miss. Iglesias winds, the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Struck him out. The ball game's over. Iglesias comes on and blows through the middle of the Phillies order. 1-2-3 as he strikes out the side to secure the save, and the Braves beat the Phillies 3-2 and win the series 2-1.
Yeah, those were different calls, but they all might have been the same. Might as well have been the same. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a tri-day Friday. A lot to get into as the Phillies go down in Atlanta, the lead back to 6. An ugly night of offense. It's been an ugly couple months of offense. Good morning and a happy birthday to Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. And you know what? They need to bring back peanut butter squares, man. Remember that? Like when we were in high school. I don't know if Kyle had these. Do you remember these?
Yeah, I remember them.
The peanut butter squares? Oh, man, listen. The peanut butter squares? I need the recipe for that. I was thinking about that this morning. They need to bring that back with the little chocolate on the top. And they should cut it a little square.
Is that what you want for your birthday? Some peanut butter squares?
I mean, I was just thinking about it. Because it's like, you know, it's a high-protein snack. You know, since I'm plant-based now, I was just thinking that would be a good little snack.
Well, speaking of plant-based, we're having a party in here in the studio. We're going to laugh today to keep from crying about the Phillies, although I imagine there might be some crying as well. Yeah, we got some decorations in here, Hughes, and a crown. We have balloons in the studio. There are some plant-based cupcakes in here for plant-based, too. All right, a lot to get into here, but we start, of course, Hugh, with the Phillies. Scott will join us later on to talk about what has been just very difficult baseball to watch for a couple months now. The Phillies have the third worst record in baseball since the All-Star break. The only other two teams with worse records, that'd be the Chicago White Sox, who might be the worst team I've ever seen, and the Mariners, who fired their manager yesterday. So that's where we're at. That's the company the Phillies are keeping lately since the All-Star break. 3-2 loss last night. They strike out 14 times against a young pitcher who really hasn't done much in the big leagues yet.
What was his name? I forgot his name. Skorowski?
You know Skorowski? What? Yeah, something like that, yeah. Swashbuckler, Schwellenbach, whatever
I was like, who is this guy?
It wasn't Chris Sale, I can tell you that much. And it wasn't Max Fried, but it didn't matter. The Phillies have gone back to their old ways, which is chase, strikeout.
Schwellenbach.
It's a good name. He's got some good stuff. But really, that's embarrassing last night, the offense we saw. And Hugh, I have held out hope for a long time that they're going to figure this out. They're going to turn it back around. They're going to refine that energy they had to start the season. But, Hugh, and I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer on your birthday, but I just got to be honest with everyone. I'm losing hope that they're going to figure this out. And we can be real about it. They're still 6 up in the division. They're still 7.5 up on a playoff spot. I don't think this is an all-time collapse. They missed the playoffs because they built such a big lead. But that's not what it's about. It's about winning the World Series. And every day I watch them, I'm losing hope they're going to find what they need to find by October to get to where we want them to go. Hugh, I'm losing hope. Watch this baseball team.
I feel you, Joe. It's tough to watch, especially with the week that we've had. We knew going to Atlanta that the Braves were leaking oil. They've been leaking oil for a while, man. You know, all the injuries that they've had and everything. And it was an opportunity to kind of, you know, close the gap, shut them down, keep it moving, whatever. And we didn't do that. And the thing that really jumped out to me is, as decimated as this Braves team is with all the injuries that they have to some core guys.
Yep, big-time players.
That they weren't afraid of you. Like, when you talk about that pitching staff and the way that they pitched the last couple of nights, they came right after you. They did not mince words. They were throwing it down the pipe. And they were the aggressors in this series. And it's one of those things, man, where – I still believe in this team, but I'm uncomfortable right now. I'm a little uncomfortable.
I think it's a good word. It's hard to feel comfortable, even with a 6-game. Usually you have a 6-game lead on August 23rd. It's like you feel really comfortable, right? The team's going to the playoffs. They're fine. You know, just you kind of try to reset everything, get everyone healthy, and Ranger is set to come back tomorrow for the postseason. But I'm losing hope, for me specifically, it's not the pitching. I think the pitching is kind of stabilized the last week. I think the pitching's going to be fine as we move towards the final stretch of the season, 35 games to go. I thought Sanchez pitched well enough last night. It wasn't great, but it was well enough coming off the complete game on Saturday. I thought Nola, again, not great the other night, But, you know, 5 2/3, two runs, I'm not going to scream about Aaron Nola. I thought Wheeler pitched certainly well enough to win. Like, they've gotten pretty good pitching lately. Even this past Sunday when they lost.
Not scoring enough runs.
Yeah, they're not scoring enough runs. It's the offense. It's the offense. And I looked at some of the numbers this morning, and they have gone really to a level that is, you used the word uncomfortable. So, first half of the season, the Phillies were fourth in Major League Baseball in runs scored. They've fallen to 16th since the All-Star break. Home runs hit. Hugh, this one hit me. They were sixth most home runs in the first half of the season. They're 23rd since the All-Star break. And they, in terms of chase rate, which was the big problem last year, remember the Diamondbacks just got throw junk up there and they'll swing at anything? They were pretty good to start the year. It was a big thing in spring training. They wanted to get better at it. They're third worst in baseball in August at swinging the pitches outside the strike zone. It's not good right now. 215-592-9494. Speaking of that, Chase, Topper last night talking about this team and chasing too many pitches outside the strike zone.
How disappointed are you in just the offense this week?
Yeah, I mean, they pitched us pretty tough, you know, and we got tonight. Really good stuff. I think it creates a lot of chase, and we chased a lot in the series. We got to cut that back. We got to turn the field around, see the ball as long as we can. Think small. Big things happen.
Think small, big things happen. I don't know what they're thinking right now, but the good things are not happening for this baseball team as they continue to lose games. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from Trey Turner. He's part of the guys that chase a lot when he's not going well. Trey, on what's happening at the plate right now.
If there's kind of a common thread to this lineup-wide thing, is it just chase, too much chase?
Yeah, I'm sure here or there. You know, for me, that's why I like talking about my bats a little bit more, you know, than others, but... you know, I feel like this series I chased a little bit, but I think I struck out one time and I don't know how many at-bats, and I felt like I was hitting a lot of two-strike counts. So that's, you know, once again, good and bad. It's, like, frustrating where it's like, you know, I'm not striking out, so what's the problem? Usually putting the ball in play for me is a good thing, and I think we have a team that will chase occasionally. We have a couple guys who walk, obviously Kyle and Bryce and some guys, but... you know, we have guys that want to hit, so it's going to happen. I don't think that's really a big issue as long as it's not every pitch, it's every at bat. You know, if it happens here or there.
All right, I'm gonna just take a step here for a second. Step back for a second. All right, Trey Turner obviously knows more about baseball than us. He's been playing Major League Baseball a long time. He received a $300 million contract to play baseball. He's a tremendous player, and he's been for a long time. I can't listen to Trey Turner tell me this is just a little problem. Like, once in a while they chase.
Yeah, read the room.
Trey, come on, man. It seemed like he didn't want to talk about his teammates. Maybe he didn't want to talk bad about them. He kind of made it more about himself.
Yeah.
But Trey, come on, man. Like, we're all watching the same game. In the month of August, the Phillies have swung at pitches outside the strike zone at the third worst rate in baseball. Don't tell me it's a once in a while problem. It is who they are. Now, Hugh, when they're hitting like they did early in the season, early in the postseason last year, we let it go, right? We're like, oh, whatever, because they're bashing the ball at the ballpark. Well, when you swing and miss a lot and you don't hit home runs, it doesn't work.
Yeah, man, and it's one of those things where I hear what Trey's trying to say. You're trying not to get too down on yourself because you still have a bunch of games left to play. But at some point, you got to think that you feel like, you know, the sense of urgency starts to kick in. You know, and it has to, because offensively you haven't looked great. Like, to your point, Joe, you've had decent enough pitching. Mm-hmm. If you score some runs, if you manufacture some runs, you should have been in a pretty good spot. That hasn't been the case in the last couple of days.
Held the Braves to 3-2-3 in this series. If the offense just woke up, they could have swept the Braves, buried them in the division, and we'd be coming in here today saying they're back, right? 3 out of 4 against the Nats. They won the final game against Miami. They swept the Braves. They're up, whatever, 10 at this point. It'd be like, we'd be like, they're back, and they're going to go rolling, and they're going to finish this division in mid-September, and away we go. Instead, we're in here today saying, what is going on? 215-592-9494 on Hugh Douglas's birthday here. What birthday is this? Have we decided? Because I know in the calendar month, when you were 23, it was your golden birthday, right? August 23rd. So what does it mean when you reach your jersey number birthday? Do we have a name for that?
I don't know.
Okay, we got to create something.
I don't know. That's weird.
Because you're 53.
I'm 53.
And you're 53.
My jersey number. Yeah.
Yeah, you're basically a senior citizen.
Yeah, we call it that.
It feels like it. You know what's funny? I had my first senior moment this morning. Because, you know, I like
already?
Monday through Thursday.
You've had other senior moments.
I eat a couple oatmeal, right? Couldn't finish my oatmeal this morning. I was full. I couldn't finish my oatmeal.
So what's AARP? Is that 50 and over?
No, I get those alerts
you're in
now.
That? Okay.
I just want that parking space. Just let me get that. But that's the handicap. I can't get that yet. I need the senior citizen parking space.
Yeah, that's not far away. Yeah.
No, I'm working on it.
All right, Kyle, on Hugh's birthday here, where are you on the Phillies as I am losing hope by the day here?
Yeah, you know what I told you about this game yesterday?
You said it was a must win.
I said it was a must win, and this is why. Like, I'm throwing in the towel in this season. Dude, I can't do this anymore. No, every single time I feel like they're about to get up off the mat, they fall right back down. Like, I can't do this for another month and a half, or I can't see this team in October, like, doing it. Because forget about the division. I still think we're going to win the division. I don't care about the rest of the regular season here. What we said from day one of this season is this is about winning the World Series. Does anyone feel like that's even a remote possibility right now with the way that this team's playing?
It's unlikely.
They look horrible, dude. They really do. When did Schwellenbacher become Maddox, Smoltz, and Glavine combined into one? Like, what happens when we face playoff pitching? I'm done. I feel like today feels like a Phillies funeral. Not for the division, but like I've completely lost hope that this team is going to win the World
Series. So you said there, what happens when they play playoff pitching? Well, here's the alarming part. I mentioned the Phillies have now fallen back to their old habits, chasing a lot. Third worst chase rate, swinging at the third most pitches out of the strike zone in the month of August. What have they seen in the month of August? The Mariners, I know their offense thinks they might miss the playoffs, but they have playoff pitching. The Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, the Braves, they've seen playoff kind of pitching this month, the kind of pitching they will see in October, and they have fallen on their face. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Are you losing hope in the Phillies here? I am. And I believed when this year started they would win the World Series. I was steadfast in that. I believed it all in the beginning when things were going well. I still think they obviously have a chance to turn this around, but my hope every day, it's diminishing. Like, I don't have the same kind of hope I did at one point. 215-592-9494. We'll tell you how, coming up in a little bit, you can get involved for a Tri-Day Friday for a chance to be in the Midday Show Fantasy League. But a lot to discuss here, because we're losing hope. At least I am. And I mean, Kyle just threw the towel in. He wants to call this a funeral. I'm not willing to call it a funeral.
Not yet.
Today's a party. I mean, I know it doesn't sound like it. No, don't do that. It's a party. It's Hugh's birthday. Can't make this a sad show.
It's a bad feeling, though. We're what is that? Were you torn?
Yeah.
You're torn between feelings right now.
No, that's I'm done.
I did think of some of the highlights of the first half of the season when that music started hitting. Like when the Phillies were good. Remember those days when the Phillies were the best team in baseball?
I'm longing for those days.
What happened to this team? Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
Happy birthday, Hugh.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
That's Stevie Wonder happy birthday to MLK is my favorite. They can dump the regular happy birthday song and just use the first few lines of that, or at least the chorus, and I'm good. Kyle is a straight-up liar. He is not completely out. I do not believe that for one second.
Well, you know what he is, Jeff? If they get hot in 2 weeks, he's right back in before the playoffs start.
Kyle's an idiot.
Like the rest of us are. Look, the issue is that obviously it's the hitting. Their defense has always been all year long, but these guys – remember yesterday when my hot take was Harper would get two home runs?
Mm-hmm.
I should modify that, and I would like two home runs from any, like, total this weekend. Can we at least get that? Like, somebody hit the ball out of the ballpark.
I'm glad you brought that up, Jeff, because, you know, so I was looking at some of the numbers this morning, just trying to figure out, like, what's the big difference? Like, what has changed the most? And that's probably the thing, the chase rate in August. But, Jeff, in the first half of the season, the Phillies ranked sixth in baseball in home runs. Since the All-Star break, they're 23rd.
Yep.
It's a major difference.
Their team was built on pitching, starting pitching specifically, and hitting home runs. And, you know, the whole small ball argument doesn't work because that's not the way they were built. And they're not very good at it anyway, even if they tried. So, and I'm okay. I'm going to stay true to the resting players. Last night, was it Boehm and Sosa didn't play? And, I think they were both out. I can't argue that today, because I didn't argue against it when he sat Harper out. But after this weekend, or really at the end of August, come September, there should be no rest days for anyone. No one.
Well, not until they clinch, Jeff. And that should be almost like the goal. Like, you want a rest day? Let's go clinch a division first.
Yeah. If you're going to hold true to that topper, okay, that's fine. But once September rolls around, look, what is it, a 5-game lead now?
Six.
Yeah, okay. That's too close. That's too close.
Well, and they have the Braves here next weekend for 4. Yeah. So, like, that's a chance to either go one way or the other again.
I'm at the uncomfortable. I'm like you. I'm uncomfortable right now with this team. And I was mad last night because I couldn't watch it because it was on Fox and I was out of the market. I was in Indiana, so I couldn't pick it up at all. And I'm like, this is ridiculous. And then I'm kind of glad I didn't.
Oh, I think you're in a better shape today, Jeff, not seeing it. Jeff, we appreciate the phone call. Yeah, if you watched it last night, you're angry today. I mean, those at-bats,
no,
especially the ninth inning, like boom, boom, boom.
Bryce Stott's at-bat last one, though, man, when he got caught swinging out. He tried to almost swung out his shoes.
Like he fell over.
Yeah, that was tough. That was tough to see.
Yeah, the whole thing, I mean, it's been that way for a long time. Again, you look at last night, and Hugh, you bring this up a lot, and it's important to bring up, that it's the top of the order, right? Like, sometimes we overcomplicate things. We do this in football. We do it in all the sports, right? Sometimes we make it like, all right, if the Eagles don't play well, what's the problem? Well, Jalen Hurts probably didn't play well. If the Sixers don't, what's the problem? Joel Embiid, that's likely it. Hugh, last night, Schwarber, Turner, Harper. Or in the series, excuse me, Schwarber, Turner, Harper went 2-for-33. Guess what? You're going to lose most games when those guys go 2-for-33.
Yeah, that's definitely the truth. You got to have the top of your order hidden.
What's funny over there?
No. You remember last week? I love him to death. I tried to call John Runyon, and he just texted me and said, hey, bro, I keep forgetting to call you back. And I'm like, hey, John, it's okay. I know you're busy.
It's only been a week.
John, it's been, like, John, I love you. And I just thought it was funny, but it's cool. I know you're busy.
Did he wish you happy birthday?
No, because he just heard me on the radio. He just, you know, he don't have to wish me happy. Teammates don't have to do stuff like that, man, because they're busy. Especially John works at the NFL office trying to, you know, get all the fines and stuff together. So I just thought it was funny.
It is one of my favorite and most ironic second careers for an athlete ever, that John Runyon hands out the fines.
Listen, John, the absolute dirtiest play. Like, I take that back. You weren't dirty. You were physical. You were a tone setter.
The irony is
But the
thick.
Irony is, like, ridiculous.
It's unbelievable. It's one of my favorite. It's almost like it feels like a bit. Like, what? What did we do?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like I was just telling him, I know he's busy. I know he's busy.
Chris,
I don't take it personally.
In Middletown is up. Hey, Chris.
Happy birthday, Hugh.
Thank you, brother. Hey, Chris. Appreciate you.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to ask you how old you are because, you know.
53. I'm happy. 53. Listen, that pension going to kick in a couple years. I'm excited. Excited about that pension.
Us fine wine folks, dude, we just get finer and finer with
Definitely.
Age. That's what it is. Hey, guys, that game, I mean, Jeff, you were lucky. You couldn't watch that game last night. I wish I could not have seen what I saw last night. It's like something that's like you see the accident and you just can't unsee what you saw. Like, they had 3 hits. It was abysmal. The top 3 of our order, Joe, you just hit it. They're 2-for-33 during a series, and the 2 hits were singles. I mean, it's just abysmal, absolutely abysmal. I'm not with Kyle. I'm not saying they're done. I definitely think they're just in the mix like everybody else. But unfortunately, they showed that when they get into these rough that has ended the previous 2 years' runs, they can't figure out a way to get out of it. And that's what scares the hell out of me. And then, guys, what's on the horizon? Scheduled loss tonight. We got Taiwan pitching.
Nothing like the stopper, Taiwan Walker, on the mound tonight.
He's going to save us all.
I mean, come on. And then we're going against Walker. I mean, you know, Joe, you said it best. This team strikes out left and right, and just that's who they are. So the strikeouts isn't like something that eye pops at me because we strike out a ton. But the problem is they're just not hitting the ball at all. And their whole approach is just trash. I don't know, guys.
And it's been that way. And unfortunately, yeah, I mean, I feel you, Chris. And unfortunately, when they get into ruts, and you said it, they can't get their way out. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. And the Turner stuff, like him talking about, like, I guess we chase. No, you do chase. I mean, how do you not see it?
He's trying to be, only thing I can think of, Joey, is trying to be humble, I guess.
Or lying to himself.
It's like you're trying to, like, I believe in this. Like, initially, immediately after the game, you're still trying to process what happened. So that's probably where he was. He was still trying to gather his thoughts and it's probably one of those things we had to go back and watch the film.
You know what's really challenging about watching these games late? Doesn't it feel like when they go down, they're giving up's the wrong word. I don't think they're giving up. They want to.
They just can't dig themselves out of the hole.
They can't come back.
It doesn't feel like it felt earlier in the season when, you know, they would go down and then they would be the fighting fields, or, you know, we would see the text with people talking about the good guys and stuff like that. It didn't feel like that. It didn't feel like any of that. It hasn't felt like that in the last couple of days.
So I saw this stat this morning, and I think it sums up. It feels, just as a fan, like they're probably not going to come back. Right? They go down early, and it's like, they lost this game. So the Phillies have the fewest homers in baseball when trailing in a game, and they have the fifth worst batting average. Like, when they go down, it's kind of like, that's all she wrote for a game. And early in the season, they were going up so much. I don't think we paid attention to this, Kyle. It didn't matter because they were up, and they just led the whole time. But now that they're down a lot early in games, it's like, are they going to get up off the mat? You could pick like three games over the last month where they did. Most games, they don't.
It's the biggest difference between this part of the season and the beginning part of the season is when they went down earlier on, I'm like, they got this. I'm like, what, three runs, four runs? No problem, dude. Don't they not even have a single walk-off home run this season? I think they don't have one.
Did Cody Clemens have it against the Nats? Was that a walk-off?
I don't think so. I know
maybe he tied the game and then they won later.
I remember hearing like it might have been just a few weeks ago. So if one had happened since then, then maybe they do.
I don't think there's been one lately.
But isn't that amazing that they don't have a single, like, a team that supposedly slugs like Topper told us that they did in the beginning of the season? They don't have a single walk off home run. Like there's no, like, I don't know. They just have completely lost the magic.
Well, they were discussed that on the morning show today. Have they lost the magic? It feels like they've lost a lot and they've reverted. That's the part that worries everyone. And we had this discussion to start the season. Are they really different? Are they really better? Are they just hot right now? And some people were like, no, it's the same team. And those people should feel right today, vindicated, because they look like that team that, you know, what got far, but not far enough the last couple of years. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop over. We got a lot to do today. It's Hugh's birthday here. We have plant-based cupcakes in the studio for plant-based Hugh. So it's a big day. We got lunch coming. We have balloons. And we have crowns in here as well. Your phone call is coming up. Have you lost hope in the Phillies? Are you losing hope in the Phillies? More audio from them after the game last night. Are they in denial in that clubhouse? Plus, the final spot in the midday show, Fantasy Football League. About one spot to give away for our Fantasy Football League. We're doing the draft Wednesday evening, next Wednesday, the 28th, 5 p.m. Chickies at Pete's at South Philly. We want you to be there. We'll tell you how you can get involved for that next. And you got to hear this on the other side. The Phillies, it doesn't feel like they are taking their slump with the gravity maybe they need to. I think we realize what's going on. I'm not sure they do, or maybe they don't want to acknowledge it. 215-592-9494. It's how you hop aboard. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
the football. And number 99, Hugh Douglas, is up and running. And he's going to go all the way. 62 yards.
I didn't think he was ever going to get to the end zone.
Well, he wasn't exactly being chased by any of the Miami players. Once he picked it up, he was gone. So a huge week last week by Douglas. And he gets the Jets on the board in dramatic fashion with a 62-yard fumble return for the touchdown.
Little Hugh Douglas memory on his birthday.
Hey.
62 yards. How do you think you'd do running 62 yards right now?
Ooh, I'll struggle.
Yeah.
I can't even run 50 yards, 10 yards.
You know what really stands out to me about that highlight? Because we always play your highlights here, right?
Like grainy it is.
Well, grainy, yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Also, when we play the highlights at the Vet, right, like the big games at the Vet, you can hear the roar of the crowd. Was there anyone in the crowd at that Jets game?
Man,
it
I tell you.
It was silence. That was a home game. I didn't hear any fans.
I tell you, man, it was tough because we were bad. We were so bad. I remember, like, the last game of my first season. We were, I forgot who we were playing, but I remember being in the game and the team we were playing, they were bad too. And I remember guys was like, hey man, ain't nobody trying to get hurt. Just go ahead, just try to get through. Like,
let's get
it
home.
Was like one of the absolute worst feelings in the world, man. Like playing in a game where you just looking at the clock, waiting for the time to run out to get out of there. It was a running game. Everybody was just like on both sides. Hey, we just, hey Rook, slow down. Just trying to get up out of here. Ain't trying to get hurt. And remember getting in my car, because it was already packed. I had a Tahoe, had my truck packed, and left. Took the exit physical there at the stadium and drove all the way back to Ohio.
Yeah.
The absolute worst feeling in the world.
I can imagine it is. All right, speaking of Hugh Douglas trivia, so this morning Beat the Hammer was Hugh Douglas trivia in honor of your birthday. Later on today, we're going to give Hugh those same questions that DeCamera and I believe Jackson was the contestant this morning, had to answer. We're going to see if Hugh can get the questions about himself.
You got this, buddy.
Correct.
I don't know if you'll be able to do better than DeCamera, but you should be able to do better than Jackson, who sucked.
Yeah, I can't wait for this. That's coming up as we go on through this show. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls here on the Phillies. Are you losing hope? I am. I mean, I've been very high on this team from the beginning. I predicted them to win the World Series. I thought at one point this was the best Phillies team I've ever seen. That's out the window. And I realized at some point I overrated them. But now I'm just losing hope that they're going to figure it out. You know, that's the whole point now. It's not about the division. It's not about how many games they win.
Momentum.
Yes, I want October to matter, and yeah. I'm starting to lose hope.
You want momentum.
They've got a chance here to figure this thing out. Or where do you come down? All right, back to the lines in a second, and we'll tell you how we are going to give away a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. But first, let's listen to some of the guys last night after the game. Rob Thompson asked about, you know, did they give some life to the Braves here, cut this thing to six?
Do you guys worry, like, giving them some life over there, giving them a chance of hope, or is there any concern of that?
Not really. I mean, we got a long way to go. So, you know, I'm more concerned about our club than anything. I mean, I'm not really concerned. I'm just, I look at our club. I say, okay, what do we need to do better? Well, we need to cut down our chases, swings and misses, and put the ball in play and use the field and do things like that. Because we pitch very well in the series.
I mean, I do agree with Topper there. I mean, he can't publicly say he's worried. I mean, what is that going to do, right? He's like, yeah, bleep, the Braves are on our tail. Like, we're in trouble here. He can't say that.
No, but you feel it.
Yeah, of course. And I think he feels it. I mean, he's got to have some sense of worry. And I'm sure he's not going to lose hope. He's the manager of the team. He's got to try to guide them through this. But, yeah, and then Trey Turner talking about, you know, the fact that it's all affecting the lineup at once. So listen to how Trey answered about the issues they're having with the lineup.
Just got to get it rolling. I think all of us in general, it's kind of weird that we're all struggling at the same time. Not only when you have a, you know, good lineup, some guys here or there, but it's you know, kind of weird that a lot of us are there.
So how do you look at that? Is that like a concern for you guys with 35 games to play? Or?
I don't think it's a concern. It's more weird, you know, for us. I don't think it's anything, you know, we're necessarily doing wrong. We're preparing. We do all our stuff we normally do. We're, you know, having fun. We got a good mindset. We're just not clicking. And, you know, there's still time left. Obviously, we want to play well. But, you know, it's starting to get to that, you know, point in the season where it's play well or go home type deal. And I don't think we're under any stress or pressure or anything like that, but more so we just want to play well. We know what we're capable of, and we expect it out of ourselves.
I'm sure glad Trey's having fun. Is anyone else having fun with this Philly scene the last 2 months? He's still having fun.
I think he's doing his best to keep a straight face or put on a positive a spin on this. Because, I mean, this can't feel good. You know what I mean? Especially against a team that is leaking oil, that basically you came to town and they punked you a little bit. Like, you got one. But, you know, the Arcia stare down and you know, the pitching, that the aggressive pitching that the Braves displayed over the last couple of days from a bunch of guys.
Like Swashbuckler?
Schwalenbeck? Killing this man's name. They weren't afraid of you. You didn't look like the team that was the team to beat or was the favorite, you know, early in the season to be in the World Series. And they felt that. They knew that.
Are you having fun, Kyle? Trey's still having fun.
I'm glad he's having fun. Part of the reason that I feel like this thing is like over is because of what they're like, because of things like that, that they say, oh, it's just weird. Yeah, it's so weird. This whole thing is so freaking weird.
Are you new here, Trey?
But I'm glad you're having
cold
fun.
At once. They always all go
awesome.
Cold at once.
Great. Like, I can somebody actually sound or say that, you know what? I'm pissed off. Like, somebody, please take Matt. I just can't hear that after every single game. Oh, this is weird. You know, we're having fun. I'm not concerned. We'll figure it out, dude. No. That time for that is over.
Well,
it's been months.
You don't want to panic. I mean, and I get that aspect of it. You don't want to panic. You don't want to seem like you're panicking. You always want to feel like you're in control. But I tell you what, as a former player, man, at some point, you start to try to look at it and be like, damn, why am I down for so long? And you don't want to put yourself in a position where you're stressing about it. But at some point, you're looking at it and you're like, it's an uncomfortable spot to be in. It really, really is.
So I agree with you that you don't want to show panic or have panic. But Hugh, at some point, don't you have to acknowledge what's happening? Like, you know the "this is fine" meme where the guy's sitting there sipping a cup of coffee and the room is on fire?
Everything's fine? Yeah.
That's the Phillies right now. That's Trey Turner saying it's weird. No, the room is on fire, dude. Like, it's okay to still have a sense of calm about the situation and say, we're going to get out of this. I still believe in us. But to pretend it's weird what's happening. Weird? What, you're like, it's not weird. It's happening for months. Weird is like a week.
I feel like with baseball players, especially, with it being 162 games, that's the kind of attitude that you have to take. It might not be where the fans want you to be, but in order to have success, because most of the time when you talk about like a 300 hitter, that's good, but you're still failing.
You see what I'm saying? That's the nature of baseball.
That's the nature of the game. So I feel like Trey is saying what he has to say in that situation, Joe. It's one of those things where we don't want to hear it as fans, but that's exactly what it is.
215-592-9494. Black Gritty is up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Happy birthday, you people. Happy birthday.
Hey, what's going on, man? Thank you, brother.
Happy birthday. First and foremost, you look like the Burger King up there with that crown on. Secondly, do me a favor, since it's your birthday, HR ain't going to get on you. Go over there and slap Joe Giglio in the back of the head for give him one of them old school pats that you give the kids to.
Skibbity paps. Give him a skibbity pat.
Give him a skibbity pat for me. This is one of the best Philly teams I've ever seen in my life throughout history and time itself, from the future to the past.
But I'm a fool.
I've ever seen.
Listen, sometimes you swing and miss. Look at the Philly. Sometimes you swing and you miss, Flack Ready. It happens.
I'm just trying to figure out who's dumb and who's dumber. Because, Bryce, thank you for choosing me, but you wanted a raise, brother? You wanted a mammy-cammy raise. If you would have got that raise and performed like you performed right now, I swear to Jiminy Christmas, you would have been out on these streets. Now, you want Negadelphia back? Hugh, I know that you're all positive. I know that your motto right now that you got this job is you're the Incredible Hulk. You wouldn't like me when I'm asking. But, brother, after your birthday today, you better start putting some vitriol in your voice. I'm tired of all this positivity. I'm tired of all this fake wisdom. All right, get back to these streets,
not
Hugh.
Fake wisdom.
Right now, we at the gate. Nah, bro, we at the gates, bro. I want a skibbity pat. I want a smack. I want all of that.
We're not there yet. Come on, Black Gritty. We still got to keep hope alive. We got to keep hope alive, man. We got like, 30-something-odd games.
35 games.
I can't count, but I'm looking at this schedule. There's still a lot of games.
I'm done with hope now. I put my money on my 98 wins. And I know I ain't getting my money. The hope is gone, brother. I'm in little inside baseball right now.
Dude, we got the Marlins coming up. We still got the Cubs. We got look, the we got the Nationals.
Here he is, positive view. He's
no,
back.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm just looking at the schedule, bro. I'm looking at the schedule.
You, I'm gonna give you.
We got Milwaukee too, though.
Let me tell you something. Look, for real. The fact that they're talking the way they're talking is embarrassing. Have some
Toronto.
Pride.
We got Toronto, dog. We got Toronto.
I'm about to choke you.
Put the schedule down. Back away from the schedule.
You told you the one that told me to look at the schedule.
Let's put it this way. I'm trying to help us out. They need to do all the things you're talking about, Hugh, to turn this city around. Because right now, the pitchforks are out and the flames are set.
We got Atlanta for four, dog.
I'm upset.
We got Atlanta for four. We got Atlanta for four here.
Are you just in an entirely different world than this phone call right now?
No, I'm just saying, we got Atlanta for four here.
I'm just saying. I'm upset. Hey, look, have a good birthday, brother. I love you, but... Skippity-pat,
I'm out. See you, Black Green.
I'm just saying, man, it ain't over till it's over.
But Hugh, what just happened with Atlanta?
I just like how
now we're looking forward to that on the schedule.
They just got thoroughly irritated.
What are you doing?
They signed their
third
baseman.
We got him here.
Well, I don't care if they play him on the moon. They signed Gio Urshela on Sunday night. Yeah. He was on the street. He had like a bunch of hits this series. Yeah. They won the series with guys they got off the street.
Yeah.
And Swashbuckler, whatever his name is.
That's the one that hurt me, though. Because he came in like he been there. Like this is like he on his third life. Like he on his third lifetime here or something. Like that bothered me a little bit.
Yeah, the whole thing bothers me. The whole thing is a mess right now. 215-592-9494. You're losing hope in the Phillies. Kyle has officially thrown the towel in on August 23rd. I'm losing hope. Hopeful Hugh over here, he's uncomfortable, but trying not to. Yeah.
I'm trying to be positive, man.
Didn't we play this and do the funeral for the Eagles during the winter? Don't go there.
That's how I'm feeling, man.
I'm not ready.
I just like how people are mad at me because I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to help you help your day be better.
Yeah.
Instead of being miserable at
you
work.
You know what? Shut up.
Basically.
Black Gritty is right, too, about Bryce Harper. Imagine if he had gotten a 5-year extension on top of the 8 years he has left and then went out there and did this.
They'd have let him have it, both barrels.
Yeah, he is lucky they said no to that. All right, so we have one spot left in the midday show, Fantasy Football League. Live drafts coming up Wednesday night, the 28th, at Chickies at Pete's in South Philly. Hugh has promised to stay awake the entire time this year. And
I am.
Today, here's what we're looking for. The best answer to this gets the spot in. It's a tri-day, Kyle. You know what? It's not just Hugh's birthday. It is a tri-day Friday. Let's hit it.
It's a tri-day Friday.
It's tri-day. Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, so for today's tri-day, which also coincides with Hugh Douglas's birthday, we're looking for the gift you would give Hugh Douglas. Tri-day, and here's the kicker. It's got to be a good answer, and it's something Hugh, we have to convince him he would try. Because, you know, we all know Hugh's doesn't like to try too many new things. So it's a tri-day birthday gift for Hugh Douglas, and Kyle and I will try to bully him into trying whatever you give him for his birthday. So
like you call it bully him on exactly his birthday.
What would you give Hugh for his birthday? It's pretty simple. What would I give Hugh? Probably plant-based butter. You're out?
Think about it like this, people. I am a simple person. I don't need, like, it doesn't have to be lavish. Like, I like simple gifts.
Yeah. Like a good old stick of plant-based butter.
Plant-based butter. That would be funny.
What would you give Hugh Kyle?
I was going to go with the plant-based stuff, too. But, I mean, we already got him a bunch of plant-based stuff. We got plant-based cupcakes, a bunch of plant-based pastries for your, yes. You know, your step into this new stage of life.
And listen, man, the Oreo plant-based look cakes?
Did you try that yet?
Not yet.
It looks good. This, I think we've raised the bar for birthday celebrations at WIP.
Oh, yeah. This is nice.
I mean, the studio is nice. Decked out right
The
now.
Balloons, the crowns. We even have, what do you call these things?
Party horns.
Party horns. Yeah, we have those
we got
too.
Little, yeah, the little trophies.
I even got the sounder back here.
So we have a lot. Let's go to John in West Philly. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning. Happy birthday, Hugh.
Thanks,
Happy
brother. Appreciate
you. Birthday. All right. So for the Phillies, I feel like I've totally lost hope. It's like you can kind of like see the writing on the wall. Our team is just an imperfectly perfect team. If it's not like one thing, it's another. If like the pitching is going good, we can't hit. When we can hit, the pitching give up 7 runs in the first inning. And like, it just feels like the Eagles season from last year. You kind of see the writing on the wall. And I feel as though like, I can't even remember a time we had a must-win, probably like the Dodgers, but it feels like we don't have anything this year. feels like we've just beat up on all the bad teams.
Yeah, and when they, and even John, when it feels like maybe they've turned it around, they can't sustain it. Like last week, you know, they beat the Marlins that last game. They went the three in a row against the Nats, and then since then they've gone backwards. It's like every time we think, all right, they're out of the worst of it, they come back to it. And you're right about the, you know, when they hit, they don't pitch. When they pitch, like the last few days against the Braves, they don't hit. It's what bad teams do. Unfortunately, for about a month now, they've played like a bad team.
Yeah, and where I'm at, I feel as though like we're just more likely to lose in the playoffs than winning the World Series, and it's sad because I was so optimistic. Like I swore we were going to be a 101 team, you know, set some type of a precedent. But I don't know. We don't have no answers for anything. The superstars don't hit. I don't know. All year I watch everybody blame Rojas when you clearly can see the starters. Like when they don't hit, we just lose, and that's what it is.
Well, especially in this series. And yeah, I mean, look, I've been hard on Rojas. I mean, captain of the Rojas train, Hugh Douglas, has defended him. But yeah, he's not the problem right now.
I'm not even saying that. But I'm saying we scapegoated players like that.
I know.
When in reality, we all know that what really matters is Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, you know, Boom,
yeah.
Castellanos. And those guys just aren't consistent.
I mean, they have almost $1 billion in players. I mean, those guys got to hit.
Yeah, and I feel as though, like, they strut around, like, you know, they got 2-3 World Series, and you know, whole time we don't have nobody.
It is a fair point. Sometimes the Phillies act like they've accomplished something, and they really, they've had some nice Octobers, but they haven't yet. All right, John, what would you get Hugh for his birthday?
Man, I said this a couple weeks ago, but ATV riding, the experience is like $200.
It make you feel
young. I swear to you.
I like that one. John, good call. We'll get you the mixed fantasy league. All right, so the first one, first gift you got today, Hugh, you're going to get more gifts today than you ever got in your life on your birthday.
I mean, is that right? Yeah.
ATV riding.
I like ATV riding. That sounds fun, man.
Sounds more fun than the Phillies right now.
It was tough watching that one last night.
Is there anything less fun than the Phillies right now?
Well, Trey said they're having fun, though, guys.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Good.
It's trying to stay positive.
The fun has not lost. That's not left them. It's left us as fans watching them, but it's not left them. Josh in Reading. What's up, Josh?
Happy birthday, Hugh.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank God it's a beautiful day out here because it ain't beautiful watching them Phillies anymore.
Yeah, that was tough. That was a tough one to watch last night.
I'm almost out. Kyle said it hit the nail right on the head. I feel like we just seen Maddox and Glavin like go back to back on us. We're swinging at balls in the dirt. I got my 7-year-old asking me what these guys are swinging at. We could have Cy Young award winning pitching, and we still ain't gonna win the way we're playing. These guys got to wake up. I need Bryce Harper to sit down with his boys because he basically handpicked this team. Have a talk amongst each other. Like, just put it all out there. What's going on? What are we stressed out about? Because you know what? You guys might be having fun, but this fan base ain't having fun. We're watching this. We're watching all of our dreams this whole year just fall apart. And I called before the All-Star break and said the very same thing. We're going to get dry, and it's going to be hard to get out of it. Here we are now. So now's the time. Like, light the fire underneath the butt, and let's start getting this thing going because we need to get some wins.
And it's got to happen, Josh, soon. Because I think if this continues another few weeks, I think it will be too late then to kind of like just try to wake up those final, you know, 2 or 3 weeks of the regular season. Because it's just the pressure's going to build. Like if they keep playing like this for the next 2 or 3 weeks, I think they're going to wear it. They're going to almost feel like they can't get it back. It's going to be a weight on their shoulders. They need like a 5-game win streak at some point in the next 2 weeks just to make everything go away. I don't know if they're capable right now.
Exactly. They won't be having fun at that point. When they start looking at maybe seeing the Braves in a 3-game series or going into this playoff dry, not hitting the ball, that's when the real pressure is going to hit. So, I mean, it's going to come twofold. It's going to be poor emotions, poor batting, and, you know, that's about that. They got to wake it up, though, because, I mean, it's a hard time getting my kids to even want to watch the games anymore. There's nothing exciting about it.
That's boring. I mean, it's strikeout after strikeout. It's boring baseball they're playing. All right, Josh, what would you get Hugh for his birthday?
This is a little bit outside the box, but I'd get Hugh a time machine so he could go back in time and bring that ring home.
I like that.
Oh, that's dope.
That's Josh. That's a good one. You're certainly
things
in the mix.
Definitely
of the
would
fantasy
be different
league.
If me and my teammates. Just could you imagine me, John Ritchie, Ike Reese, Super Bowl champions, like along with Jason Kelce and those guys? That would be awesome.
All right, let me ask you a question. We have a time machine. but you can only put, like, you know how in Back to the Future you put the coordinates to a certain date, the coordinates, right? He went back to whatever the date was, October 17th, 1980, 1955, and it might have been an 18th, whatever it was, right? So he goes back to a certain day. Hugh, if Josh gave you a time machine and you could go back to you and your teammates trying to change the outcome of one game, here's my question. Would you do it to the Super Bowl against the Patriots, or would you do it to the NFC title game against the Bucks?
The Bucks.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
You know why?
Because you still would have to win the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, but I think we win that Super Bowl.
I think you do, too.
I think we win that. I think, yeah. We beat
the Raiders, for sure.
Man, because that was in my prime. Man, we'd have blew the Raiders out.
Well, the Bucks did, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's interesting.
Yeah,
though.
Because that's the was it Colombo? Who was the dude that was out there wilding out? Colombo? I just say to wild it out, like the lineman for the Raiders. He was wilding out the day before the Super Bowl.
Barrett Robbins.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, he was wild. Yeah, yeah. We'd have beat.
So you weren't on the field for the Super Bowl, right? So I mean, you could have had an actual hand in the 0-2.
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't. Yeah, I wasn't on. Like I was playing. I played, but
you
I was
a bigger part.
Yeah,
of things.
I'd have had a bigger part of a bigger role in that win.
The other thing to go back to 0-2 is maybe you make the decision not to go to Jacksonville.
Yeah. Then maybe that changes too.
Yeah. It's like in Back to the Future. You could change and change the future. Yeah.
Does she do anything for us?
Yeah.
Jack, not
but
on
then
his
again,
birthday.
That great clip would never happen, and Kyle wouldn't have anything to play to help keep me in my place.
That's true. And we need that here. Yeah, Barbara is it in Egg Harbor. Hey, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Barbara. Good morning. How are you feeling today?
I'm disgusted, really. Yeah.
Join the club, Barbara. So what do you think about this Phillies team?
Okay, here's my solution. It's a little drastic. Send them all down to AAA. Except for Walker and Alvarez, too, but not the pitchers. And then make them sit the bench, send our AAA guys up, because let's face it, they can't do any worse. And then have our high-priced people watch how those AAA players play. And remember how it used to be in AAA. So that's what I would do.
So, Barbara, I will agree it's extreme, but Hugh,
yes,
I'm into the idea. Send them all down to AAA today.
That's right. Let them see what it's like. Let them remember to go on the buses to the games, to the motel rooms, you know, struggling. These guys would give their eye teeth to play in the big leagues. And so let them do it for a couple games.
I mean,
see how they feel.
You want to send a message, Hugh, and that's how you send a message. Boom.
Darn right.
Lehigh Valley.
Yeah,
I went to school up there. It's a nice area, but it's not as nice as five-star hotels and these cities
to. Them ballin'-ass cheese spreads that they have.
Yeah, they don't got the
remember what it was like.
They don't have cheese spreads in Lehigh Valley. They have Yakko's to get some hot dogs up there. Totally different stuff. Barbara, appreciate the phone call. Good stuff. I mean, obviously, they can't do that, and they can't send them all to AAA. But
yeah, that's a lot.
I think if you polled 100 people right now and said, would you be in favor of the Phillies sending their entire team to AAA for the weekend, I think most people would say yes.
Well, you know what? Last night I was thinking, not as drastic as sending them down to AAA, but like, can we like IL Bryce Harper or something? Like he looks horrible now.
I think there might be more to what's going on with Bryce. But how about this? So obviously Barbara was speaking, extreme. They could send Brandon Marsh down when Austin Hayes gets up. I mean, Austin Hayes is ready to come back after the
He's struggling a little bit, isn't he?
Gosh. Brandon Marsh has gone from, productive in the first half, especially April, to in the tank. I'm surprised when he makes contact at this point. 215-592-9494. Where are you with the Phillies right now? They lose 2 out of 3 to Atlanta. Are you losing hope? Still believe? Or are you like Kyle? Have you given up? I haven't given up yet, but I am certainly losing hope by the day. The final spot in our fantasy league is up for grabs today. A birthday gift for Hugh gets you in the mix. Plus, there's something ridiculous going on in baseball right now besides how the Phillies are playing. I'll address it next. It hit me last night. I've seen it all year. I have to vent about this. We'll hit that next. 215-592-9494 on a Hugh Douglas celebration day on WIP. We'll be back right after this.
Fumbles the football, and number 99, Hugh Douglas, is up and running, and he's going to go all the way. 62 yards.
I didn't think he was ever going to get to the end zone.
Well, he wasn't exactly being chased by any of the Miami players. Once he picked it up, he was gone. So a huge week last week by Douglas. And he gets the Jets on the board in dramatic fashion with a 62-yard fumble return for the touchdown.
A little Hugh Douglas memory on his birthday.
Hey.
62 yards. How do you think you'd do running 62 yards right now?
Ooh, I'll struggle.
Yeah.
I can't even run 50 yards, 10 yards.
You know what really stands out to me about that highlight? Because we always play your highlights here, right?
Like grainy it is.
Well, grainy, yeah. That yeah, does the
that was
age.
A long time ago.
Also, when we play the highlights at the Vet, right, like the big games at the Vet, you could hear the roar of the crowd. Was there anyone in the crowd at that Jets game?
Man,
it
I tell you.
It was silence. That was a home game. I didn't hear any fans.
I tell you, man, it was tough. Because we were bad. We were so bad. I remember, like, the last game of my first season, we were I forgot who we were playing, but I remember being in the game, and the team we were playing, they were bad, too. And I remember guys were like, hey, man, ain't nobody trying to get hurt. Just go ahead, just try to get through. Like,
get
it
home.
Was, like, one of the absolute worst feelings in the world, man. Like, playing in a game where you just looking at the clock, waiting for the time to run out to get out of there. It was a running game. Everybody was just like on both sides. Hey, we just hey Rook, slow down. Just trying to get up out of here. Ain't trying to get hurt. And remember getting in my car, because it was already packed. I had a Tahoe, had my truck packed, and left the state. Took the exit physical there at the stadium. And drove all the way back to Ohio.
Yeah, I
mean, that's the absolute worst feeling in the world.
I can imagine it is. All right, speaking of Hugh Douglas trivia, this morning Beat the Hammer was Hugh Douglas trivia in honor of your birthday. Later on today, we're going to give Hugh those same questions that DeCamera and I believe Jackson was the contestant this morning had to answer. We're going to see if Hugh can get the questions about himself.
You got this, buddy.
Correct.
I don't know if you'll be able to do better than DeCamera, but you should be able to do better than Jackson, who sucked.
Yeah, I can't wait for this. That's coming up as we go on through the show. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls here on the Phillies. Are you losing hope? I am. I mean, I've been very high on this team from the beginning. I predicted them to win the World Series. I thought at one point this was the best Phillies team I've ever seen. That's out the window. And I realized at some point I overrated them. But now I'm just losing hope that they're going to figure it out. You know, that's the whole point now. It's not about the division. It's not about how many games they win.
Momentum.
Yes, I want October to matter, and yeah. I'm starting to lose hope.
You want momentum.
They've got a chance here to figure this thing out. Or where do you come down? All right, back to the lines in a second, and we'll tell you how we are going to give away a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. But first, let's listen to some of the guys last night after the game. Rob Thompson asked about, you know, did they give some life to the Braves here, cut this thing to six?
Do you guys worry, like, giving them some life over there, giving them a chance of hope, or is there any concern of that?
Not really. I mean, we got a long way to go. So, you know, I'm more concerned about our club than anything. I'm not really concerned. I'm just, I look at our club. I say, okay, what do we need to do better? Well, we need to cut down our chases, swings and misses, and put the ball in play and use the field and do things like that. Because we pitch very well in the series.
I mean, I do agree with Topper there. I mean, he can't publicly say he's worried. I mean, what is that going to do, right? He's like, yeah, bleep, the Braves are on our tail. Like, we're in trouble here. He can't say that.
No, but you feel it.
Yeah, of course. And I think he feels it. I mean, he's got to have some sense of worry. And I'm sure he's not going to lose hope. He's the manager of the team. He's got to try to guide them through this. But, yeah, and then Trey Turner talking about, you know, the fact that it's all affecting the lineup at once. So listen to how Trey answered about the issues they're having with the lineup.
Just got to get it rolling. I think all of us in general, it's kind of weird that we're all struggling at the same time. Not only when you have a, you know, good lineup, some guys here or there, but it's you know, kind of weird that a lot of us are there.
So how do you look at that? Is that like a concern for you guys with 35 games to play? Or?
I don't think it's a concern. It's more weird, you know, for us. I don't think it's anything, you know, we're necessarily doing wrong. We're preparing. We do all our stuff we normally do. We're, you know, having fun. We got a good mindset. We're just not clicking. And, you know, there's still time left. Obviously, we want to play well. But, you know, it's starting to get to that, you know, point in the season where it's play well or go home type deal. And I don't think we're under any stress or pressure or anything like that, but more so we want to play well. We know what we're capable of, and we expect it out of ourselves.
I'm sure glad Trey's having fun. Is anyone else having fun with this Philly scene the last 2 months? He's still having fun.
I think he's doing his best to keep a straight face or put on a positive spin on this, because I mean this can't feel good. You know what I mean? Especially against a team that is leaking oil, that basically you came to town and they punked you a little bit. Like, you got one, but, you know, the Arcia stare down and you know, the pitching, that the aggressive pitching that the Braves displayed over the last couple of days from a bunch of guys.
Like Swashbuckler?
Schwalenbeck? Killing this man's name. They weren't afraid of you. You didn't look like the team that was the team to beat or was the favorite, you know, early in the season to be in the World Series. And they felt that. They knew that.
Are you having fun, Kyle? Trey's still having fun.
I'm glad he's having fun. Part of the reason that I feel like this thing is, like, over is because of what they're, like, because of things like that, that they say, oh, it's just weird. Yeah, it's so weird. This whole thing is so freaking weird.
Are you new here, Trey?
But I'm glad you're having
cold
fun.
At once. They always all go
awesome.
Cold at once.
Great. Like, I can somebody actually sound or say that, you know what, I'm pissed off. Like, somebody, please take Matt.
See, I just can't
hear that after every single game. Oh, this is weird. You know, we're having fun. I'm not concerned. We'll figure it out. Dude, no. That time for that is over.
Well,
it's been months.
You don't want to panic. I mean, and I get that aspect of it. You don't want to panic. You don't want to seem like you're panicking. You always want to feel like you're in control. But I tell you what, as a former player, man, at some point, you start to try to look at it and be like, damn, why am I down for so long? And you don't want to put yourself in a position where you're stressing about it. But at some point, you're looking at it and you're like, it's an uncomfortable spot to be in. It really, really is.
So I agree with you that you don't want to show panic or have panic. But Hugh, at some point, don't you have to acknowledge what's happening? Like, you know the "this is fine" meme where the guy's sitting there sipping a cup of coffee and the room is on fire?
Everything's fine. Yeah.
That's the Phillies right now. That's Trey Turner saying it's weird. No, the room is on fire, dude. Like, it's okay to still have a sense of calm about the situation and say, we're going to get out of this. I still believe in us. But to pretend it's weird what's happening. Weird? What? You're like, it's not weird. It's happening for months. Weird is like a week.
I feel like with baseball players, especially, with it being 162 games, that's the kind of attitude that you have to take. It might not be where the fans want you to be, but in order to have success, because most of the time when you talk about like a 300 hitter, that's good, but you're still failing.
You see what I'm saying? That's the nature of baseball.
That's the nature of the game. So I feel like Trey is saying what he has to say in that situation, Joe. It's one of those things where we don't want to hear it as fans, but that's exactly what it is.
215-592-9494. Black Gritty is up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Happy birthday, you people. Happy birthday.
What's going on, man? Thank you, brother.
Happy birthday. First and foremost, you look like the Burger King up there with that crown on. Secondly, do me a favor, since it's your birthday, HR ain't going to get on you. Go over there and slap Joe Giglio on the back of the head for him. Give him one of them old school paps that you give the kids to.
The skibbity paps. Give him a skibbity pap.
Give him a skibbity pap for me. This is one of the best Philly teams I've ever seen in my life. Throughout history and time itself. From the future to the past.
But I'm a fool.
I've ever seen.
Listen, sometimes you swing and miss. Look at the Philly. Sometimes you swing and you miss, Black Gritty. It happens.
I'm just trying to figure out who's dumb and who's dumber. Because Bryce, thank you for choosing me, but you wanted a raise, brother? You wanted a mammy-cammy raise. If you would have got that raise and performed like you performed right now, I swear to Jiminy Christmas, you would have been out on these streets. Now, you want Negadelphia back? Hugh, I know that you're all positive. I know that your motto right now that you got this job is you're the Incredible Hulk. And you wouldn't like me when I'm asking. But, brother, after your birthday today, you better start putting some vitriol in your voice. I'm tired of all this positivity. I'm tired of all this fake wisdom. All right, get back to these streets,
not
Hugh.
Fake wisdom.
Right now, we at the gate. Nah, bro. We at the gates, bro. I want a skibbity pat. I want a smack. I want all of that.
We're not there yet. Come on, Black Gritty. We still got to keep hope alive. We got to keep hope alive, man. We got like, what, 30-something-odd games?
35 games.
I can't count, but I'm looking at this schedule. There's still a lot of games.
I'm done with hope now. I put my money on my 98 wins. I know I ain't getting my money. The hope is gone, brother. I'm in living inside baseball right now.
Dude, we still got some games. We got the Marlins coming up. We got the Cubs, we got the Nationals.
Here he is, positive view. He's
no,
back.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just looking at the schedule, though.
I'm gonna give you.
We got Milwaukee
you
too, though.
Let me tell you something. Look, for real, the fact that they're talking the way they're talking is embarrassing. Have some
Toronto,
pride.
We got Toronto, dog. We got Toronto.
I'm about to choke you.
Put the schedule down. Back away from the schedule.
You're the one that told me to look at the schedule. I'm
look,
just trying
but
to,
let's put it this
I'm
way.
Trying,
they,
I'm trying to help
to
us
like,
out.
They need to do all the things you're talking about, you to turn this city around. Because right now, the pitchforks are out and the flames are set.
We got Atlanta
the boats,
for four, dog.
I'm upset.
We got Atlanta for four. We got Atlanta for four here.
Are you just in an entirely different world than this phone call right now?
No, I'm just saying, we got Atlanta for four here.
I'm
just saying.
I'm upset. Hey, look, have a good birthday, brother. I love you, but skippity pat. I'm out.
See you, Black Green.
I'm just saying, man, it ain't over till it's over.
But what just happened to with Atlanta?
I just like how
now we're looking forward to that on the schedule.
They signed,
just got thoroughly irritated.
What are you doing?
They signed their
third
baseman.
We got him here.
Well, I don't care if they play him on the moon. They signed Gio Urshela on Sunday night. Yeah. He was on the street. He had like a bunch of hits this series. Yeah. They won the series with guys they got off the street. Yeah. And Swashbuckler, whatever his name is.
That's the one that hurt me, though. Because he came in like he been there. Like, this is like he on his third life. Like, he on his third lifetime here or something. That bothered me a little bit.
Yeah, the whole thing bothers me. The whole thing is a mess right now. 215-592-9494. You're losing hope in the Phillies. Kyle has officially thrown the towel in on August 23rd. I'm losing hope. Hopeful Hugh over here, he's uncomfortable, but trying not to. Yeah.
I will remember
positive, man.
Didn't we play this and do the funeral for the Eagles during the end?
We did.
Winter? Don't go there. I'm not ready.
That's how I'm feeling, man.
I'm not ready.
I just like how people are mad at me because I'm trying to be positive. I'm trying to help you help your day be better.
Yeah.
Instead of being miserable at
you
work.
Know what? Shut up.
Basically.
Black Gritty is right, too, about Bryce Harper. Imagine if he had gotten a 5-year extension on top of the 8 years he has left and then went out there and
really
did this.
They'd have let him have it, both barrels.
Yeah, he is lucky they said no to that. All right, so we have one spot left in the midday show, Fantasy Football League. Live drafts coming up Wednesday night, the 28th, at Chickies at Pete's in South Philly. Hugh has promised to stay awake the entire time this year. And
I am.
Today, here's what we're looking for. The best answer to this gets the spot in. It's a tri-day, Kyle. You know what? It's not just Hugh's birthday. It is a tri-day Friday. Let's hit it.
It's a tri-day Friday.
It's tri-day, tri-day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, so for today's tri-day, which also coincides with Hugh Douglas's birthday, we're looking for the gift you would give Hugh Douglas. Tri-day, and here's the kicker. It's got to be a good answer, and it's something Hugh, we have to convince him he would try. Because, you know, we all know Hugh's doesn't like to try too many new things. So it's a tri-day birthday gift for Hugh Douglas. And Kyle and I will try to bully him into trying whatever you give him for his birthday. So what
like
would,
you call it exactly what it is.
What would you give Hugh for his birthday? It's pretty simple. What would I give Hugh? Probably plant-based butter. You're out?
Yeah.
Plant-based. I'm a simple, and think about it like this, people. I am a simple person. I don't need, like, it doesn't have to be lavish. Like, I like simple gifts.
Yeah. Like a good old stick of plant-based butter.
Plant-based butter.
That would be funny. What would you give Hugh Kyle?
I was going to go with the plant-based stuff, too. But, I mean, we already got him a bunch of plant-based stuff. We got plant-based cupcakes, a bunch of plant-based pastries for your, you know, your step into this new stage of life.
And listen, man, the Oreo plant-based look cakes?
Did you try that yet?
Not yet.
It looks good. This, I think we've raised the bar for birthday celebrations at WIP.
Oh, yeah. This is nice.
I mean, the studio is nice. Decked out right
The
now.
Balloons, the crowns. We even have, what do you call these things?
The party horns.
Party horns. Yeah, we have those, too.
Yeah, the little trophies
I even
stuff.
Got the sounder back here.
So we have a lot. Let's go to John in West Philly. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning. Happy birthday, Hugh.
Thanks,
Happy
brother. Appreciate you.
Birthday. All right, so for the Phillies, I feel like I've totally lost hope. It's like you can kind of like see the writing on the wall. Our team is just an imperfectly perfect team. If it's not like one thing, it's another. If like the pitching is going good, we can't hit. When we can hit, the pitching give up 7 runs in the first inning, and like it just feels like the Eagles season from last year. You kind of see the writing on the wall, and I feel as though like. I can't even remember a time we had a must win, probably like the Dodgers, but it feels like we don't have anything this year. Feels like we've just beat up on all the bad teams.
Yeah, and when they and even John, when it feels like maybe they've turned it around, they can't sustain it. Like last week, you know, they beat the Marlins that last game. They went the 3 in a row against the Nats, and then since then they've gone backwards. It's like every time we think, all right, they're out of the worst of it, they come back to it. And you're right about the, you know, when they hit, they don't pitch. When they pitch, like the last few days against the Braves, they don't hit. It's what bad teams do. Unfortunately, for about a month now, they've played like a bad team.
Yeah, and where I'm at, I feel as though like we're just more likely to lose in the playoffs than winning the World Series, and it's sad because I was so optimistic. Like, I swore we were going to be a 101 team, you know, set some type of a precedent. But, I don't know. We don't have no answers for anything. The superstars don't hit. I don't know. All year I watch everybody blame Rojas when you clearly can see the starters. Like, when they don't hit, we just lose, and that's what it is.
Well, especially in this series. And yeah, I mean, look, I've been hard on Rojas. I mean, captain of the Rojas train, Hugh Douglas, has defended him. But yeah, he's not the problem right now.
I'm not even saying that. But I'm saying we scapegoated players like that.
I know.
When in reality, we all know that what really matters is Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, you know, Boom,
yeah.
Castellanos. And those guys just aren't consistent.
I mean, they have almost $1 billion in players. I mean, those guys got to hit.
Yeah, and I feel as though, like, they strut around, like, you know, they got 2-3 World Series, and you know, whole time we don't have nobody.
It is a fair point. Sometimes the Phillies act like they've accomplished something, and they really, they've had some nice Octobers, but they haven't yet. All right, John, what would you get Hugh for his birthday?
Man, I said this a couple weeks ago, but ATV riding, the experience is like $200.
It make you feel
young, I swear to you.
I like that one. John, good call. We'll get you in the mix fantasy league. All right, so the first gift you got today, Hugh, you're going to get more gifts today than you ever got in your life on your birthday.
I mean, is that right? Yeah.
ATV riding.
I like ATV riding. That sounds fun, man.
Sounds more fun than the Phillies right now.
It was tough watching that one last night.
Is there anything less fun than the Phillies right now?
Well, Trey said they're having fun, though, guys.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Good.
It's trying to stay positive.
The fun has not lost. That's not left them. It's left us as fans watching them, but it's not left them. Josh in Reading. What's up, Josh?
Happy birthday, Hugh.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Thank God it's a beautiful day out here because it ain't beautiful watching them Phillies anymore.
Yeah, that was tough. That was a tough one to watch last night.
I'm almost out. Kyle said it hit the nail right on the head. I feel like we just seen Maddox and Glavin like go back to back on us. We're swinging at balls in the dirt. I got my 7-year-old asking me what these guys are swinging at. We could have Cy Young award winning pitching, and we still ain't gonna win the way we're playing. These guys got to wake up. I need Bryce Harper to sit down with his boys because he basically handpicked this team. Have a talk amongst each other. Like, just put it all out there. What's going on? What are we stressed out about? Because you know what? You guys might be having fun, but this fan base ain't having fun. We're watching this. We're watching all of our dreams this whole year just fall apart. And I called before the All-Star break and said the very same thing. We're going to get dry, and it's going to be hard to get out of it. Here we are now. So now's the time. Like, light the fire beneath the butt, and let's start getting this thing going because we need to get some wins.
And it's got to happen, Josh, soon. Because I think if this continues another few weeks, I think it will be too late then to kind of like just try to wake up those final, you know, 2 or 3 weeks of the regular season. Because it's just the pressure's going to build. Like, if they keep playing like this for the next 2 or 3 weeks, I think they're going to wear it. They're going to almost feel like they can't get it back. It's going to be a weight on their shoulders. They need like a 5-game win streak at some point in the next 2 weeks just to make everything go away. I don't know if they're capable right now.
Exactly. They won't be having fun at that point. When they start looking at maybe seeing the Braves in a 3-game series or going into this playoff dry, not hitting the ball, that's when the real pressure is going to hit. So, I mean, it's going to come twofold. It's going to be poor emotions, poor batting, and, you know, that's about that. They got to wake it up, though, because, I mean, it's a hard time getting my kids to even want to watch the games anymore. There's nothing exciting about it.
That's boring. I mean, it's strikeout after strikeout. It's boring baseball they're playing. All right, Josh, what would you get Hugh for his birthday?
This is a little bit outside the box, but I'd get Hugh a time machine so he could go back in time and bring that ring home.
I like that one.
Oh, that's dope.
Josh, that's a good one. You're certainly
things
in the mix.
Definitely
the
would
fantasy
be different
league.
If me and my teammates, just could you imagine me, John Ritchie, Ike Reese, Super Bowl champions, like along with Jason Kelce and those guys? That would be awesome.
All right, let me ask you a question. We have a time machine, but you can only put, like, you know how in Back to the Future you put the coordinates to a certain date, the coordinates, right? He went back to whatever the date was, October 17th, 1955, and it might have been an 18th, whatever it was, right? So he goes back to a certain day. Hugh, if Josh gave you a time machine, and you could go back to you and your teammates trying to change the outcome of one game, here's my question. Would you do it to the Super Bowl against the Patriots, or would you do it to the NFC title game against the Bucks?
The Bucks.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
You know why?
Because you still would have to win the Super Bowl, though.
Yeah, but I think we win that Super Bowl.
I think you do, too.
I think we win that. I think, yeah.
You beat the Raiders, for sure.
Man, because that was in my prime. Man, we'd have blew the Raiders out.
Well, the Bucks did, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's interesting.
Yeah,
though.
Because that's the was it Columbo? Who was the dude that was out there wilding out? Columbo? I just say to wild it out, like the lineman for the Raiders. He was wilding out the day before the Super Bowl.
Barrett Robbins.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, he was wild. Yeah, yeah. We'd have beat.
So you weren't on the field for the Super Bowl, right? So I mean, you could have had an actual hand in the 0-2.
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't. Yeah, I wasn't on. Like I was playing. I played, but
you were,
I wasn't.
You were a bigger part.
Yeah, I'd have had a bigger part of a bigger role in that win.
The other thing to go back to 0-2 is maybe you make the decision not to go to Jacksonville.
Yeah. Then maybe that changes too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like in Back to the Future. You could change and change it to future. Yeah.
Does she do anything for us?
Yeah.
Jack, not on his birthday.
That great clip would never happen, and Kyle wouldn't have anything to play to help keep me in my place.
That's true. And we need that here. Yeah, Barbara is it in Egg Harbor. Hey, Barbara.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Barbara. Good morning. How are you feeling today?
I'm disgusted, really. Yeah.
Join the club, Barbara. So what do you think about this Phillies team?
Okay, here's my solution. It's a little drastic. Send them all down to AAA. Except for the Walker and Alvarez, too, but not the pitchers. And then make them sit the bench, send our AAA guys up, because let's face it, they can't do any worse. And then have our high-priced people watch how those AAA players play. And remember how it used to be in AAA. So that's what I would do.
So, Barbara, I will agree it's extreme, but Hugh,
yes.
I'm into the idea. Send them all down to AAA today.
That's right. Let them see what it's like. Let them remember to go on the buses to the games, to the motel rooms, you know, struggling. These guys would give their eye teeth to play in the big leagues. And so let them do it for a couple games.
I mean,
see how they feel.
You want to send a message, Hugh, and that's how you send a message. Boom.
Darn right.
Lehigh Valley. I went to school up there. It's a nice area, but it's not as nice as five-star hotels and these cities
they go to. Them balling-ass cheese spreads that they have.
Yeah, they don't got the
remember what it was like.
They don't have cheese spreads in the Lehigh Valley. They have Yakko's to get some hot dogs up there. Totally different stuff. Barbara, appreciate the phone call. Good stuff. I mean, obviously, they can't do that, and they can't send them all to AAA. But
that's a lot.
I think if you polled 100 people right now and said, would you be in favor of the Phillies sending their entire team to AAA for the weekend, I think most people would say yes.
Well, you know what? Last night I was thinking, not as drastic as sending them down to AAA, but like, can we like IL Bryce Harper or something? Like he looks horrible now.
I think there might be more to what's going on with Bryce. But how about this? So obviously Barbara was speaking, extreme. They could send Brandon Marsh down when Austin Hayes gets up. I mean, Austin Hayes is ready to come back after
he's he's struggling a little bit, isn't he?
Oh, my gosh. Brandon Marsh has gone from, productive in the first half, especially April, to in the tank. I'm surprised when he makes contact at this point. 215-592-9494. Where are you with the Phillies right now? They lose 2 out of 3 to Atlanta. Are you losing hope? Still believe? Or are you like Kyle? Have you given up? I haven't given up yet, but I am certainly losing hope by the day. The final spot in our fantasy league is up for grabs today. A birthday gift for Hugh gets you in the mix. Plus, there's something ridiculous going on in baseball right now besides how the Phillies are playing. I'll address it next. It hit me last night. I've seen it all year. I have to vent about this. We'll hit that next. 215-592-9494 on a Hugh Douglas celebration day on WIP. We'll be back right after this.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.